Clear the frequency. Lock the courtroom doors. Sound the alarm from sea to shining sea.
Somewhere between the pulpit, the schoolhouse, the radio tower, and the Book of Acts, there rises a man with fire in his wig, a Bible in one hand, the Constitution in the other, and a microphone hot enough to melt the lies off a nation's face.
Behold, the Sir, the myth, the man himself,
Sir Bradley Dean himself. Sir Bradley Dean himself.
Born in the wreckage, raised from the dust, where streets teach pain and the soul learns trust. Then heaven kicked the door and said, boy, get on your feet. There's a war in the airwaves and a serpent in the street. He strapped on the armor, took the word like a blade, put truth in the speakers, let the cowboys be afraid. Now the static starts screaming when he walks in the room. Comic book preacher with the thunderclap, boom. He don't whisper to tyrants, he don't bow to the screen. He don't polish chains for the fear machine. He comes through the curtain with the courtroom yell,
wake up America,
can't you smell that?
He said, sit down, Sir Bradley. He said, I decline.
They said,
tone down the lightning.
He said, this ain't mine.
They said, who do you think you are?
He laughed through the flame, just a servant with a slingshot in the king's holy name.
Sir Bradley Dean himself,
riding through the radio fire, Bible like a hammer,
truth climbing higher. Sir Bradley Dean himself,
with the lion uncaged, stand for the rocker, get swept by the
explode.
Heaven in the bloodstream, thunder on the road. When the truth hits the mic, let the dead bones ring. Even tyrants feel the sting.
Who's that?
Sir Bradley.
Who said?
Himself.
What's that?
True fire.
What falls?
Everything else. Headlines wear makeup, anchors wear strings, just to sell crowns to invisible kings. They call evil progress, call surrender peace, call the wolf a shepherd while he sharpens his teeth. But in the tower where the signal is clean, there's a wild-eyed watchman with the righteous machine, a broadcast cannon in the gospel fuse, saying you don't hate the lost when you tell them the news. Books like grenades in the lab like a blade, comic panel lightning in the black parade, half courtroom dragon, half revival bell, with the cape made of headlines that he ripped out of hell.
Those who silence you mean to rule your soul,
so he kicks down the silence
and he takes back control.
He says, sir, you're too much now.
He said, not enough.
He said, you're making way.
That the seas are rough.
He said, you can't say that here.
He said, watch me begin.
Then the drums hit the heavens and the saints marched in.
Sir Bradley Dean himself,
riding through the radio fire, Bible like a hammer,
truth climbing higher. Sir Bradley Dean himself,
with the lion uncaged, stand for the rock or get swept by the
sons of liberty.
Let the liberty bells explode. Bloodstream,
thunder on the road.
When the truth hits the mic, let the dead bones ring. Even tyrants feel the sting.
In this corner, the propaganda machine, 10,000 screens tall, made of fear, compromise, and applause. In the other corner, one ridiculous, sanctified, constitutionally caffeinated man with a microphone, a mission, and a refusal to shut up. They called him extreme. He called it Tuesday. They called him dangerous. He called it a